The following audio drama is rated PG-13 and may include coarse language, sexual references, and violence. Parental guidance is recommended. Children under the age of 13 should listen with an adult.
They don't appear to be
This is a Lucas Audio production, where entertainment is always free.
Anything happens to me, I want there to be a record. People are made to trust. We're programmed all our lives to act in groups. This life I'm living, not being able to trust anyone, not being able to tell anyone what I'm doing or thinking. It's been 6 months since she was kidnapped. It's taking its toll. But you want to know what's been happening, don't you? I'm trying to find out the truth about that clip of Rover that Robinson showed me. Draywall PLC is the one solid connection I have to the village and the men who stole my daughter. I've got to get in there, but the security is tighter than many military operations. So, let's hope lipstick can succeed where guns and night vision fails.
The Prisoner, Torchbearer. Part 3, Casting the Net.
Hello? Sorry I'm a bit late, love. They needed an estimate to be sent off tonight. Hope you hadn't planned... Wow.
You like it?
Yes. yes. Oh, yes.
You want to show me how much?
Is there a special occasion?
Oh, yes. A whole 3 months since Carl's party.
Doesn't feel like that. It feels like I've known you all my life.
I'm the lucky one. Come with me.
Are you there, Mr. Hancock?
You took your time. I nearly left. So let's have it.
How long will it take you to copy the card?
I don't know until I've had a look at it. It's a sixth generation. Could be tricky.
I need it back before Paul wakes up.
Then you'd better drug him, haven't you? That was a joke.
I'm not laughing.
Okay. I'll make a digital copy now. I'll give you a signal in about 2 hours. Manufacturing the replica may take a couple of days. Some of this stuff is quite exotic. Hard to get a hold of.
Right. I'll be waiting.
Where's the orange juice?
Inside the door, second shelf.
Not much left. Can you pick some up on the way home?
Can't you? I'm going to be a bit late tonight. Bridget's just got engaged. She wants to take us all out for a drink.
Bridget? Is she the one with the eyebrows?
Yeah. I'd ask you to come, but I'm guessing with this estimate of yours.
Afraid so. I have to drive up to Farnham. Sorry about this, honey, especially after last night. I'll make it up to you at the weekend, all right?
I'll make sure you do. So, what is it? Missiles? Radar? A super rifle?
You know I can't talk about it. Why do you even ask?
Just testing.
I'm making the world a safer place. That's all you need to know. Oh man, I got a dash. Have fun with the girls.
Sure. Take care. Tonight's the night, then.
Just put your card in the slot, ma'am.
Thank you.
Everything's in order, ma'am.
Thank you. So far, so good. Now then, let's see if this icebreaker was worth it. Mr. Hancock, you live up to your reputation. Now, are you hiding, Rover? And who are you making it for?
Yeah, could you make sure this order gets processed today? Great. Yeah, thanks for that. It'll make things a lot smoother. Okay, yeah, thanks. Enjoy the weather.
Good afternoon. Lee Cairns, Internal Security.
Please, take a seat. Is there a problem?
Well, Paul, that's what I'm trying to find out. The system flagged up an irregularity about your IT access. Where were you last night?
Wednesday? I was at the test range in Farnham. Checked in as usual.
That's what it said here. So it's kind of odd that the account shows activity on this floor, too, that night.
What? I don't understand.
Don't you?
Some kind of glitch?
Pretty odd kind of glitch, because when we looked closer, there had been a deliberate attempt to delete any signs of access. So I went and had a look at the CC log. And who did I see entering the building 10 minutes earlier? You know who that is.
Alice. Oh, I don't know what she was doing here. Look, I'm as much in the dark here as you are.
You know what my personal motto is, Paul?
No.
There are no coincidences. We're going to put this on the official level now. Stand up.
Look, I'm sure there's... Look, whatever she's doing here, I'm not involved.
Save it for my office.
Miss Drake, this is not a good time.
I know, but I have to see Mrs. Butterworth. This is important.
The lady of the house is not receiving... Come back!
Good heavens! Whatever is the matter here?
I'm in trouble and I need answers.
I do apologize, ma'am. She caught me by surprise.
Well, she's here now. Better fetch some tea, I suppose. Unless you prefer something stronger. Perhaps you should sit down.
There's a reason I haven't been in touch for so long. Why I've had to disappear. Did they tell you I'd left?
No. Why should they? That's all far in the past now, for me. And good riddance. Once ahead, always ahead, they think. People badgering me. Thinking I've got some sort of magic wand when they can't get their own way in the business.
Well, I did leave. I went sailing and I landed at a place called The Village.
I'm afraid you've lost me. We were talking about the book last time, weren't we? That place was destroyed years ago, if it ever existed at all.
Oh, it was there, on an island in the Atlantic, a place where they sent top security people who were needed to disappear. Did you send anyone there?
We had safe houses all over the place. But some kind of Shangri-La? No, dear. I remember we had a Maltese division. That was on an island.
I don't know who I can trust. You've been one of my mentors, a friend most of my life, and I couldn't even dare to contact you until 2 months ago. You want to know about Megan. She's been kidnapped.
Oh, my dear. But who could do such a thing?
The people who ran that village. The people who you might have worked with. Are you sure you can't remember that place? The place they sent people to be tortured. Maybe you authorized some of it? And if you didn't know about that place, why not?
Oh, it was all such a long time ago. It was a war. A new kind of war. New kinds of soldiers, new weapons.
Funny you should say weapons. Because I've found that what started in the village is being developed on a grand scale. White killer globes patrolling our streets.
Where's Ellis got to?
What do you know about a man called Number Six? This man.
Good grief! John, I never thought of him as a number. He burns so bright, like an archangel. Oh, my best knight in armor.
What do you mean?
They never told me. Never told me. But I always wondered if one day I'd wake up, find that little card, know that the trap had closed. I know I wouldn't be as strong as him, and it could still happen. They could still take all this away from me.
Please, Mrs. Butterworth, help me find Megan before it's too late.
Megan will be in good hands. They promised me she'd be safe. That you'd both be safe.
Who did?
You are upsetting my employer.
Is it proper to hold a gun on your mistress's guest?
Please keep your hands where I can see them, Miss Drake. I have phoned for the police. They will be here shortly to arrest you.
What for?
Harassment. Trespassing.
You can't be serious. Please, tell him to lower the gun.
I'm sorry, Alice. Alice has his duty. And so do I. This is all for the best, for all of us.
Oh, no. I didn't want to believe it. Who's he? Your bodyguard or your jailer? Okay, I'm not going to make any sudden moves. I'm going to reach slowly for a biscuit. Damn you, Mrs. Butterworth!
I'm sorry! I wanted to protect you!
Been running somewhere? Or from someone?
I thought... I left. I mean...
Who have you been meeting?
What?
Give me your purse.
What do you want my purse for?
Just hand it over.
What's going on? Is something wrong?
Just stand still. Right. Where's my pass card?
I haven't got your pass card. Have you lost it?
Stop lying to me. Just stop. How the hell did you make a copy? I mean, do you know the technology, the knowledge you would need? How could you do that? How do you know? Who are you working for?
Paul, what happened?
I can't believe I introduced you to Mom and Dad. And you just stood there, laughing and talking, like it was real. What happened? What happened? Well, what happened was that I've been sitting in an interrogation room all day while a big American guy told what the company did with industrial spies. You've ruined my life.
What did they say?
You know exactly what he talked about. Using a copy of my card to look into sensitive company projects like Broadsword and Rover.
I never wanted to hurt you.
Well, too late. But you've just been using me, haven't you? How much are they paying you?
This isn't about money.
Really? So what is it about?
I can't. There's no way of explaining it that you'd understand.
Well, you'd better start working something out, because I'm calling Lee now to come and collect you.
It's my daughter.
Huh?
They stole my daughter, and I'm trying to get her back.
What are you talking about? The people making you do this? They're holding your kid?
No. At least I don't think so. Look, before you call security, just let me explain. Just give me 10 minutes to tell you what this is all about, please.
Okay. Go on.
Can we sit down?
Yeah, all right. After you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry, Paul. I swear, I never wanted you to be harmed. I like you. I really do. You were just in the right place at the wrong time. Goodbye.
Research lab, this way.
What's going on here? Who the hell are you?
Okay, you three cover the back entrance, the rest are with me. Paul, make sure you stay where I can see you.
You're not going to just kill her, are you?
Depends on your girlfriend, doesn't it?
Hey, you can't have an armed squad just walking into the building. I'll have to clear them first. There's been no report of any trouble.
They're drywalled special security. You've got a dangerous intruder inside the building, and you let her come right past you. You were this far from instant dismissal, pal.
There's been nothing on the monitors.
Oh, yeah?
What's that gadget?
You. Rotate camera 8E. What do you call that?
Alice. Bloody hell. How did you know she was there?
This is Raptor 1. Target on the 8th floor. Go get her, boys.
Follow the money. It's in here somewhere. What the? Damn! If I can just copy this.
God damn it, did you do that?
It's standard protocol.
Now she knows we're coming. Stand right there. If you so much as scratch yourself, we'll break your damn hands.
Fire exit!
How good was that?
How many of you are there? Tell me! Never mind.
Drop your weapon and step away. Secure her hand.
What happens now?
She surrendered! You just shot her!
Don't worry, pal. Just a tranquilizer. Okay, chopper's on its way. Make her comfortable. She's had quite a day.
So what happens to her now?
I'd start worrying about yourself, buddy. I don't know exactly what role you played in this.
What are you talking about? I mean, I rang you as soon as I recovered, didn't I?
So you say? I reckon we need another little talk about your position here at Draywald. Decide what's best for the team, you know?
Welcome to your home from home.
Good morning. Hope you slept well. The forecast is 65 degrees and not a cloud in the sky.
No. Oh, no. I'm in the village.
You have been listening to episode 3, Casting the Net, starring Stefania Lintonbon as Alice Drake, Darren Mallar as Paul Trent, John Jones as Hancock, Gail Addison Harris as Mrs. Butterworth, Stephen J. Cohen as Ellis the Butler, Kevin Hiley as the Security Chief, Alexa Chipman as the Tannoy voice, and Bill Holweg as Lee West. Theme music by Stevie K. Farnaby, based on the original by Ron Grainer. End title music by Chattery Art. Inspired by characters created by Dean Motter, Patrick McGowan, and George Markenstein. Written and produced by Gareth Preston. This is a Broken Sea Audio production.